As you probably heard on the news a little while ago, the United Nations Security Council has convened. They've begun their deliberations. And if and when something of importance occurs over there, we're going to switch right over. Now, the big Memorial Day Indianapolis 500 auto race has been run, but the sport of speed continues at other tracks. A report in 2 minutes here on Speedy Sporty Monitor 67. I'm Gene Rayburn, and the swinging singer, or singing swinger, if you like, you're about to hear, is Buddy Greco.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. I hear birdies a-singing, pretty bells a-ringing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bumblebees a-humming, I know my day is coming. Love's gonna live here again.
Yeah, let's move over to Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint for Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many famous service stations from coast to coast that carry a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Ted will be along in just a moment. You know, most everyone agrees there's nothing quite like the good old summertime. But let's face it. Hot weather driving, especially long vacation trips, can be mighty rough on your car's engine. Under extremely hot temperatures, motor oils thin out. That's why at this time of year it's so important to choose the right motor oil for your car. We believe the right one is one of the many famous brands of Pennsylvania motor oil, and with good reason. When crude oil from wells in the Pennsylvania region is refined, it produces a motor oil of superior lubricity, or oiliness. This gives you extra driving stamina, extra protection for today's high-speed engines, and for extended hot-weather driving. So follow the lead of sports car fans. For the good of your engine, insist on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Oh, and don't forget about those rally kits that the refiners of Pennsylvania motor oils are offering to sports car clubs all across the country. For just $1, you get 6 checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of rally scoring slips. To get your kit, send $1 to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. Now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. Competitors in the 51st 500-mile auto race began moving their cars on Thursday to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for a 150-mile race tomorrow. And the formal protest period ended with no formal complaints against the standings. There was some muttering around the United States Auto Club office that Parnelli Jones should have stopped for inspection after his spin early in the race on Wednesday, but nobody protested his sixth position award. A.J. Foyt of Houston remained the winner in official standings posted after an overnight check of the electric timing tape, but 4 minor shifts were made in the unofficial finish. Carl Williams of Kansas City was moved up from 11th to 10th, changing places with Bob Veith of San Lorenzo, California. Al Miller, Roseville, Michigan, was advanced from 29th to 28th, swapping places with Wally Dallenbach, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Jones, whose STP Pratt Whitney turbine was running away from the field when a gearbox bearing failed, picked up an additional $7,500 in prize money for a total of $55,892, still considerably under Foyt's record winnings of $171,227. Firestone Tire and Rubber Company, which had offered the $7,500 for first place if the winner used Firestones, gave the money to Jones anyway. Foyt was on Goodyear's, breaking a string of Firestone victories extending back to 1920. The official standing showed Foyt led second place Al Unser by 2 laps at the finish, and third place Joe Leonard, fourth place Dennis Hume, and fifth place Jim McElreath were 1 lap back of Unser. The foreign road racing contingent, Dennis Hume of New Zealand, the rookie of the year, Jochen Rindt of Austria, and Britishers Jimmy Clark, Graham Hill, and Jackie Stewart didn't wait around for the official posting. They were hurrying to the Netherlands for the Dutch Grand Prix tomorrow, where the long-awaited Ford of Britain Formula One racing engine will make its debut. The new V8 is essentially two Cortina four-cylinder 1,498cc engines bolted together and highly refined to produce in excess of 400 horsepower. Extensive use of aluminum has resulted in a power plant that weighs only 370 pounds. The new Lotus cars have been specially built for this engine, which is not being offered to other racers. For the first time, the power plant will be the strength section of the car, with both the body and rear suspension hung around the engine. This is Ted Webb.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania Motor Oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Between now and the Sunday report on Sport of Speed, if you're taking to the wheel yourself, remember you're not in an auto race. Watch your speeds and obey the rules of the road. Here is a bulletin from NBC News. Captain Howard B. Levy, the Army doctor who refused to train Vietnam-bound Green Beret medics, was dismissed from the Army today and sentenced to 3 years in prison for disloyalty and disobedience. This bulletin from NBC News. Keep tuned to NBC and monitor for further details. In 1 minute, speaking of news, we will be going to the United Nations for a report there on the deliberations of the Security Council, so stay where you are. On the monitor beacon. See Mary. See the smudge on Mary's nose. Hear Mary.
Gee.
See Mary smear the smudge with a dry pocket tissue. Hear Mary.
Gee.
Do you have a nose that smudges? Then hear this.
When you run into dirt, don't wait for water. Clean up quick with wash and dry.
Wet, cool wash and dry cleans you up, refreshes you like no dry pocket tissue ever could. From a tiny foil packet, a wash-and-dry towelette opens up 15 times its original size. Perfect for a wet, cool clean-up or fresh-up at work, at picnics, wherever there's no soap and water. Wash-and-dry is new from Colgate Palmolive. Hear Mary cleaning her smudgy nose with a wet wash-and-dry.
Gee!
Do you have a nose that smudges? Then hear this.
When you run into dirt, don't wait for water. Clean up quick with wash and dry.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Now, monitor news special. With the crisis continuing in the Middle East, the United Nations Security Council is in session, and for a report, we now switch to Wilson Hall, NBC News at the United Nations.
The ambassador from Israel, Mr. Gideon Raphael, has just finished speaking here. He asked, why was it up to the United Nations to guarantee freedom of navigation in international straits, otherwise the Gulf of Aqaba, when that, he said, was international law? Earlier in his speech, Raphael said this.
Two heavily armed armies are facing each other, one poised to invade and destroy Israel, the other to defend it. This is a most explosive situation, which has been created by the Arab governments. In this situation, any incident could have the gravest consequences. Yesterday, the first clash of the present crisis occurred. Two Israeli soldiers were killed, and 2 were wounded in an encounter on Israel territory with an armed group of marauders from Syria. I have drawn the attention of the Security Council to this in my letter of last night. Present, the mutual reduction and withdrawal of armed forces to their normal levels and positions is the obvious first step towards alleviating this crisis.
Ambassador Raphael of Israel. 4 Arab nations are listed to follow Israel's point of view. The Bulgarian is speaking now. Wilson Hall, NBC News, at the United Nations.
For further developments in this and any other important news stories, stay with Monitor and NBC News all through the weekend. Now, in a moment, a report on the crisis in bowling. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Jamar Ruby, makers of Sansabelt slacks for men. And here's Mel Allen for Jamar Ruby.
When your golf pro says get comfortable, he's talking about Jamar's Kerry Middlecoff slacks, the perfect approach to cool comfort on the greens or on the go. In Jamar's exclusive J-Pressed blend of 50% Fortrell, 50% Budrell Rayon, they'll be as neat at the 19th hole as when you teed off. And they keep your wife out of the ironing trap, too, because J-Pressed means they stay pressed. Jamar's Kerry Middlecoff slacks are designed with neat, clean, custom-look styling, and they come with a bag full of extras, like band roll to prevent waistband curl, special gizmos to hold your shirt in place. Kerry Middlecoff slacks in groups of solids and patterns, color-matched, to your favorite shirt or sweater. Kerry Middlecoff slacks made by people who care for people who care. Jamar Ruby Incorporated, Michigan City, Indiana. And see if you want a free vacation in Miami, free transportation via Delta Airlines, by checking the Kerry Middlecoff Lucky Number Contest in the June subscription issues of Golf Digest and Sports Illustrated. Void where prohibited by law.
A report from Al Metzell, Assistant Executive Secretary and Treasurer of the American Bowling Congress, and Monitor's Sam Levine.
Al, we understand that membership in the American Bowling Congress is off about 2%. Does that mean that the game is losing its popularity?
No, I don't really think so, Sam. As you know, there was quite a tremendous surge of building of lanes across the country several years ago, and in the last 2 years, we've lost about 1,000 establishments and some 7,000 or 8,000 lanes.
Which means that there are not the facilities.
That's exactly true.
Well, and yet today, I noticed that many lanes are filled and people are waiting an hour or two to bowl. Now, this is ironic. If there are too many lanes, that is obviously not good. And if there are too few lanes, that's not good. Now, what's the answer to that?
Well, I think some happy meeting of the minds is the thing that's going to solve this, because at the time that there was a tremendous growth of the game, there was an effort to put everybody in league play, and there wasn't room for open play. And I think today, where we've got a little more of a bowler's market again, we've got to try to keep space available for the customer that wants to come in just for open play and not for league bowling.
Al, some years back, a newspaper man wrote a story in which he said that, in his opinion, bowling was becoming too commercialist.
As you know, we bond all of our leagues, and we do take samplings of how much prize money is going into leagues, and we do see what kind of money is going into tournament play. And while there's an area for prize money, substantial prize money, we find our handicap and classified leagues are overplaying the dollar.
Too much money.
Too much money.
Have you any idea how much money goes into prize money each year?
Sam, our leagues last season, just ABC-sanctioned leagues, had $150 million of prize money.
Well, that certainly gets a little commercial.
Yes.
How many members are there in the ABC today, Al?
Sam, we're right at 5 million members. We don't have an exact head count because of the nature of our membership structure, but we know it's right at 5 million members.
Well, let's talk just briefly or mention the Women's International Bowling Congress. We know you work closely with them. What is the status of the WIBC membership?
Their membership, Sam, has actually been on a steady growth pattern. It hasn't grown quite as much this current season. I talked to Mrs. Crow, the president of the organization, just the other day, and she said while they have growth, it isn't as large as it was last season, but they are still on a growth pattern.
Well, how do you account for that? The ABC membership is dropping off, and the WIBC membership is increasing. What accounts
for
that?
Sam, again, I think this is a case of availability. The women can bowl during the daytime hours, and they are being encouraged to do so by the proprietors and are being brought into the housewives' leagues and so forth. The men just simply cannot bowl at those hours.
Al, we briefly discussed the lack of fun in bowling. What can be done to put the fun back into bowling?
Well, I think we've got to get to work with our league people and the folks that organize leagues and proprietors and everybody interested in the game, Sam, to try to get take the emphasis off the dollar and to put back that the little spirit of fun and companionship and the challenge of competition that we had in this game a few years ago.
And that's the answer to the whole thing.
I think so.
Thank you very much, Al Matzell. This is Sam Levine for Monitor Sports.
Now word from RCA Victor.
It's the sentimental season. The gift-giving season for moms, dads, brides, and grads. Time to give an RCA Victor gift. The gift that keeps on giving. Whether it's the first portable color TV from RCA Victor, the latest idea in transistor radios, or a swingline portable stereo, your gift will be really appreciated. See the wide variety of gifts at your RCA Victor dealers and give the gift that keeps on giving from RCA Victor.
Music by Riz Ortolani there. May we repeat now the bulletin that came into NBC News a few moments ago. Captain Howard B. Levy, the Army doctor who refused to train Vietnam-bound Green Beret medics, was dismissed from the Army today, sentenced to 3 years in prison for disloyalty and disobedience. Now, Dacron by DuPont, A Man's Way to Stay Neat with Style, presents Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage, star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll be hearing from Judy Garland in just 1 minute.
Weather so hot, you want to holler? Easy look like $1 million. Wear a suit that's made with Dacron. The only way to keep your cool, man. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, fabric is right up to the minute. When a suit has Dacron in it, name your style and pick your brand. The choice is best in all the land. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron. Dacron polyester, man. By DuPont.
See fine tailored suits with Dacron by the Palm Beach Company at your favorite store now. Front and center now in Monitor on Stage, Judy Garland rings the bell with Get Me to the Church on Time.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, and get me to the church on time. I gotta be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Boys, come and kiss me, show me you miss me, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, go on the floor. If I am whistling, whisk me out the door. Cause I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pick up my head, don't lose the puppet, and get me to the church. Get me to the church. For Lord's sake, get me to the church. If I'm whistling, whisk me out the door. Cause I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, bells are gonna chime. Kicked up for rumpus, but don't lose the compass. And get me to the church. Get me to the church. For Lord's sake, get me to the church. On time.
and then you'll hear again and monitor on stage later today. Right now, a word about fine tailored suits with Dacron by the Palm Beach Company. Scorching summer predicted. Don't grimace and bear it. Get a Palm Beach suit of 65% Dacron polyester and 35% worsted wool. Even on the hottest days, it'll stay as well pressed as it was the day you tried it on. Palm Beach suits are about $50, but look and act as though they cost much more. Treat yourself royally. Enjoy cool, crisp Palm Beach with Dacron.
When you shop for suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I said Dacron, man, by DuPont.
All right, let's hear from you all along the line there in Lexington, Kentucky. WLAP serves you. Gene Rayburn, back in a moment.
This is Lindsey Nelson. Why not join me on Monitor Goes Fishing this weekend on NBC Radio?
Here's a treat that's hard to beat. Two Wetson's government-inspected all-beef burgers topped with velvety smooth cheese on a toasted bun. Mmm, love that Wetson's cheeseburger. In Teaneck, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Teaneck Road, corner of Franklin Road. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Hey, miss, when's that Boston jet with the hot food and cold drinks?
7:30, 8:30, 9:30.
Catch the Northeast Boston Yellowbird. 16 a day, all jets.
Budget-minded people spend time on Lee Leonard, weekday and Saturday afternoons at 1 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
That's right, while you drive, or even if you don't move an inch, you're with the On the Move show, World Circling, Monitor 67. I'm Gene Rayburn, and speaking of going, in 10 minutes from now, we will be going to the United Nations for a live report on the deliberations of the Security Council on the Middle East crisis.
Excedrin headache number 9, the mother-in-law.
Oh, hi, Mom. Where's Gladys?
She's out looking for a part-time job.
What for?
Just to supplement your salary. I mean, everything in your life is just a little gray, a
Mother,
little shabby.
We can't go on.
You just never made it, and you never will.
Mother, all I can do...
What's that little green bottle?
That's Excedrin.
You have a headache?
Yes, an Excedrin headache. Oh.
If you get Excedrin headaches, why take anything less than Excedrin?
On Monitor, the music of Milton DeLug and Penny Lane.
People often ask why we print the words champagne of bottle beer on Miller High Life cans. And, well, they might wonder because Miller High Life is famed the world over as the champagne of bottle beer. Actually, only Miller High Life can do it. It was a long time before the same beer you find in the familiar crystal clear bottles could be put in convenient cans. Today, you can pour one glass of Miller High Life beer from a bottle and another from a can and find they taste exactly the same. That's because the brewers of Miller High Life take unusual extra steps to slowly, patiently bring the rarest of natural ingredients to the very peak of perfection. So that every can of Miller High Life is brimful of the champagne of bottled beer. That's why we put the words on the label. That's why Miller High Life in cans is more popular than ever. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Next, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by DuPont Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line. You see it, fish miss it. Here's Lindsay.
How are competitive sports and fishing alike? A college basketball coach who doubles as a Maine fishing guide will tell us after this high-scoring word from Gene Shepherd.
For just 60 seconds, I want you to imagine that you're a smallmouth bass. You see, and you're lying there under the lily pads. That sun is hanging overhead. The water is just at that right temperature. You're feeling a few pangs of hunger. When all of a sudden, you see this strange-looking minnow moving along, or this frog over the surface of the water. You start to move upward, and then all of a sudden, you see that attached to that minnow is a long, thin, black shadow. And attached to that shadow is a big, fat fisherman. if that same bass ran into a lure that was attached to Stren by DuPont, he would be in bad trouble. That line is practically invisible to the fish, whereas it's totally visible to the fisherman and gives him that control he needs to really lay it to him. Stren by DuPont.
When school's in, you can find Gilbert Gibb Philbrick coaching basketball at the University of Maine. When school's out, you'll find him teaching novices to fish at picturesque Lake Kennebago. He says that one sport helps the other, and life's pressures, too. Monitor reporter John Wellington talked to him.
What's about the most prized catch up there?
Well, in salmon, the outlet of Kennebago Lake runs into a 16-mile river, and it's pretty fast, a lot of pools, and the water's well aerated, so we get a big run of salmon from the big lakes below up in there. And there are salmon up in there, 8-9 pounds. And the brook trout, I think 7.25 pounds is about the biggest brook trout.
Well, what kind of a fight do the big salmon put up?
Well, they're a showy fish. They run a lot, break into the air, dance on their tail, make big runs at the boat, the canoe, you know. And then they dive and then back to the surface and jump. They're real thoroughbred.
How about the brook trout? Do they fight quite a bit?
Yeah, they're more of a bulldog-type fighting fish. They don't surface as much as the salmon, and they don't jump. They might jump when you first hook them. And then they run, long, low runs, deep. And it's quite a battle to move them up. And they head for logs and get around rocks and things like that, almost as if they know what they're doing.
I understand that, Gibbons, it's restricted to fly fishing up there in Kennebago. Why is that?
The fly fisherman is more of a trophy hunter. And he is a harvest fisherman.
Do you get many novices, people who come up and say, well, Gib, I've never fished before, can you teach me how?
They're probably 50% of the fishermen.
They are?
Yes, they've read Field and Stream or talked to a fly fisherman or whatnot, and they come in and they want to go at it for the sport. And you teach them.
Well, you hear a lot of philosophy about fishing, perhaps more than any other sport. Do you think that fishing helps you as a coach and helps your boys on your teams?
Fishing, you have to size up the situation. You have to evaluate the type of feed the fish is feeding on. And some days you have to get him mad. And it's an awful lot like, from a coach's viewpoint, planning a strategy. And the same way with an athlete. He has to figure the man he's going to defense or the man he's going to play offense against. He has to evaluate the situation, and this fly fishing is very similar.
Do you think there's a value for, well, getting out by yourself, getting out in God's wonderful outdoors?
Sure is, because fly fishing, I know a lot of men I've had in the bow of the canoe, they'll fish along for an hour or two, and then they put the rod down and just enjoy looking around. You know, they begin to see the trees for the forest, or the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
And these men, a lot of them are doctors, men who are under tremendous pressures through the winter. And it's a You're out there working to catch a fish. You don't feel when you come in because you don't have the goods right there that you've had a poor day.
Or, as Gib Philbrick might tell his collegiate basketball players, it matters not if you win or lose, but how you play the game. And I wonder, might not we all be better off if life could always be that way? This is Lindsay Nelson. Now this word about DuPont Stren.
Hey, here's a great Father's Day gift for a fishing father. Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line by DuPont. Stren is easy for fishermen to see because it glows soft blue, but to the fish it blends in with the color of the sky, almost invisible. Stren is strong and abrasion resistant. It's limp yet has low stretch. Stren has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. A fine Father's Day gift for any fisherman. Buy Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be heard again later today. Brought to you by DuPont Stren. Time now, 15 and a half minutes before the hour. About 2 minutes from now, we will go to the United Nations for a live report there on the deliberations of the Security Council on the Middle East crisis. So you stay on the monitor beacon.
See Mary. See the smudge on Mary's nose. Here, Mary.
Gee.
See Mary smear the smudge with a dry pocket tissue. Here, Mary.
Gee.
Do you have a nose that smudges? Then hear this.
When you run into dirt, don't wait for water. Clean up quick with wash and dry.
Wet, cool wash and dry cleans you up, refreshes you like no dry pocket tissue ever could. From a tiny foil packet, a wash and dry towelette opens up 15 times its original size. Perfect for a wet, cool cleanup or fresh up at work, at picnics, wherever there's no soap and water. Wash and dry is new from Colgate Palmolive. Hear Mary cleaning her smudgy nose with a wet wash and dry.
Gee!
Do you have a nose that smudges? Then hear this.
When you run into dirt, don't wait for water. Clean up quick with wash and dry.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Gene Rayburn once again sharing your Saturday on Monitor, and we'd like to share this thought with you.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, shoo your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, to Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Now, Monitor News Special. The crisis continues in the Middle East. The United Nations Security Council is in session. For a report, we now switch to Wilson Hall, NBC News at the United Nations. I guess we're having a little difficulty getting through to the UN. We'll continue to try and bring them to you a little bit later.
Mr. Quinn?
Who should I be? And what's it to you?
I'm doing a survey of Cub Cadet owners. You have a 12-horsepower cadet tractor with hydrostatic transmission. Is that right?
And if I do?
You know, we say it's not a toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
If you say so.
And how it zips through all your chores? Mowing, towing, clearing snow, garden work. Leaves you all that extra free time for yourself?
So if it does...
Well, what do you do with that extra time, Mr. Quinn? It leaves you more hours for your hobbies?
And why should you ask?
Just a survey, Mr. Quinn. Forget it. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all, young man. Just glad I could be of help.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. And now, once again, let's try to reach Wilson Hall at the United Nations. We're still having difficulty in trying to get through to the United Nations in Wilson Hall. We'll keep trying a little bit later. In the meantime, this.
Would you like to ride my
very expert musical group called the Fifth Dimension. Up, up, and away. Next on Monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
If you should choose to get a little bitter about this current crisis in the Mideast, you have a pretty good license to do so. Particularly if, as an American citizen, you paid some income tax over the past 7 or 8 years or so. We Americans have supported Nasser of Egypt to the tune of about $1 billion in various forms of aid and help. As he defaults on a loan from the World Bank, we look the other way, while Pakistan, India, and Yugoslavia attempt to bail him out, and we then go on with our aid to Pakistan, India, and Yugoslavia. More on this in a moment after this message from Great American Insurance.
Good morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking your boat out today?
It's a dory.
Oh, taking your dory out today?
Yeah.
With that outboard motor? What if you hit a rock or whale or something?
30 years in these waters. Insured, anyway.
Insured? Who insures boats?
Dory.
Dory. Who insures Dory?
Great American.
Great American. They insured my house. They cover Dory's, too.
Yeah.
For a man of few words, you've given me a lot of information.
Mister, they insure boats, too. Outboard motors, trailers, equipment, the lot. One premium, Great American. Hometown agents everywhere.
Once again, Chet Huntley.
For the past several years, Nasser has been fighting a war in Yemen with sometimes as many as 60,000 Egyptian troops and sometimes 40,000. He has been charged with using poison gas. The formal and avowed United States policy has been one in support of Nasser in Yemen. The United States government supports the government in Yemen, which Nasser supports. Nasser clearly sent his organized mobs into the street to burn the United States Information Service library in Cairo, and they would have torn down the embassy as well if they could have managed it. Our program of aid, in which we were supplying about 6 out of every 10 loaves of bread for the entire Egyptian population, went on and on. If you wonder why India, for example, is supporting Nasser in the Security Council of the United Nations, all you have to do is study a few of the manipulations in American grain and grain futures. We have been shipping grain to India in incredible tonnages. The Indians have been caught manipulating prices, indulging in grain futures with our wheat, and in turn selling it to Egypt, and at a handsome profit. The slick boys in New Delhi, understandably, laugh at a USIA poster bearing the letters U.S. and whisper to themselves, Uncle Stupid. Senator Fulbright sits in a convention of private citizens in Geneva and contributes to the confusion. He has been a tiger concerning all the misspent billions of dollars of American foreign aid, although he seems to have overlooked the traffic of American grain merchants and the thriving market in Cairo. But in a conference on foreign soil, attended largely by Europeans, the senator contributes to the total indictment of the United States by plaintively proposing that the Vietnam issue be taken to the United Nations. The United States has taken the Vietnam issue to the United Nations, and the senator is surely aware of this. But each time it is thrown out by the veto power of the Soviet Union. That was why Ambassador Goldberg said to the Soviet representative the other day, put up or shut up. Make points with your votes and not with your sophistry. If you want to discuss or debate the Vietnam issue, the United States will oblige by bringing it to the UN. But the Russians won't have it in the UN, and yet the senator, in front of a foreign office, indicts his country with a failure to take the issue to the United Nations. The innocent American might ask this weekend, what goes on here? Chet Huntley, NBC News.
Now a word from Ford, the car with a better idea for you. Ford's better ideas were proved again this week when Ford V8 Dependability won the Indianapolis 500 for the 3rd year in a row. This should be no surprise because Ford knows the V8 best and has sold more than any other automobile manufacturer. Right now is the best time to get a Ford V8 because your Ford dealer is having a big sale on the top-of-the-line Ford Galaxy 500 hardtops, and Mustang sports sprints with sixes or V8s. So remember, whether it's a V8 that's specially designed and modified for an Indy racer or an engine for your kind of driving, better ideas come from Ford. There and thoroughly modern Millie. Now a message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Champagne is the most exciting drink to make the scene in years. Like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Buy Champale wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. That's Champale, sparkling Champale malt liquor, Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Latest NBC Monitor news just a minute away, and of course all through the day, latest developments direct from the United Nations meeting on the Middle East crisis. Gene Rayburn here.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor.
Keep your treasured memories on Kodak Color Film. Families that read together learn together. Families that learn together have fun together. Discover what's happening at the library and let it happen to you and your family.
Big Town USA, crossroads of the world, capital of business, commerce, and industry, most heavily populated area of the United States, stretching from Pennsylvania to Connecticut and Rhode Island, from upstate New York to southern New Jersey. Big Town, moving, living, breathing. Big Town, changing from moment to moment. Big Town, happening 24 hours a day. And the sound of Big Town happening is yours on WNBC, the voice of Big Town USA.
English jewel thief, Edward Chapman steals the show when he joins Long John Neville, WNBC, New York.